Blog Talk Radio.
You up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Because you paid the price for me way back on Calvary. Grand risings, loved ones. You hear me singing? That's where my spirit and my heart is at this morning. I just want to say good morning, grand rising, brand new day. Good morning, my loves. You have come into the spiritual place of a faith walk. And like I do every show, before I make any other announcements, we're going to start with prayer. As you can see, I've already started with praise. So, Mother, Father, God, we thank you this morning for this atmosphere of praise, of thanksgiving, of lifting up, of getting into your presence, oh God. We thank you for the opportunity to have another day, to experience new things, to hear something that will change our minds and our direction for the good of you, oh God. We ask that you will continue to pour your spirit into this place, onto these radio waves, that every household that it enters, that it does something new in their spirit. I thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this day. I thank you for this time and this space. I thank you for all your many blessings. I give all praise, all honor to you. I say amen. All right. I am Sister Faith, and this is a faith walk. Do you hear? I know that I had plans, like Spirit knows I had my own plans for what we would be doing in this program for this whole year. And let me tell you, change directions, or I want this. You just got to go with the flow. When you are walking closely or listening for that still quiet voice, you're going to just go where Spirit is leading you. Why? Because that leading is for your good. So I want to talk to you a little bit about intercession this month. Spirit has been dealing with me about intercessional prayer. Sometimes you hear it called the prayer warriors, and, you know, people get on internet or they get on the phone or they send text messages. I need all my prayer warriors right now. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about it because I think some people call themselves a prayer warrior and they're not quite sure why they're catching so much hell in their life. And so let's just talk about it a little bit so that we can understand what's really going on. Before I go any further, you know, I'm always going to use some scripture, some form of text, something. And this week, this month, I've gone into the writings of the New Testament. People call it scripture, but there's a difference between scripture and the writings. But that's another conversation. And I'm going into the book of Ephesians, and I'm only going to use two verses, even though this chapter itself, if you have a Bible, take some time out to read what the Apostle Paul had to say. And study it for yourself, but I'm only going to use two verses. And I laughed at myself as I was preparing to share with you all, because Spirit was like, "Oh, okay, I wrote all this stuff down." And it was like, "Yeah, if this is the scripture you will, well, this is the writing you're going to reference." And I was like, well, okay. You know, I didn't know that that's where we was going, but here we are. Amen. So we're coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Okay? We're not going to go further or past that. Is this something that you need to understand in this little area? And like always, this is not a one-woman show. So if you have something to share, please press the number 1, and we will get you on the line. And I really, really want to hear what you have to say, because this is important. And someone else may need to hear what you have to say, because what Spirit gives to you is important. Amen? All right, let's go. So let's start with the scripture. Ephesians 6, 12 to 13 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." That is from the King James Version. But let's get to talking about it. I got a few pages, y'all. We're going to have a conversation. So Paul is talking about, you know, being prepared for this battle and understanding what fighting against. And it's not a person, right? It's not always a person. It's not always represented as a person, but it's the energy. Let's break it down a little bit more. The energy that we're wrestling with is not a person. It's not the person who did you wrong. It's not the person who talked about you. It's not the person who put you down. It's not the person who was backbiting or gossiping or whatever it is that they did, who stole your money. It's not the person. It's the energy that the person is operating in, right? And so when we start thinking of that, we have to think about the fact that there has to be some type of prayer, right? Because if we're not coming against people who I can see, feel, touch, and tell about themselves, then how do we do that, right? And so we go to a place called, and we're in these hard times, we usually find elder or someone we know who's walking with God, and we say, "Can you pray for me?" All right? And I want to just talk about what is intercessory prayer. Now, according to dictionaries and the outlining of what this description is, intercessory prayer, all right, it says, is the act of praying to a deity on the behalf of others, or asking a saint in heaven, oneself, or others. So, you know, some spiritual belief systems believe that we can call on saints. The Catholic Church puts people in sainthood. African spirituality is this refers to ancestors. In Buddhism, this is referring to ancestors. You know, this is, everybody has this, some form of practice, or where they go and they say to their deities or their ancestors or their saints, say, "Hey, can you help me? I need your help in this situation. Things ain't going so right," right? My interpretation is about the same. It's the very basic word of interceding, which means to intercede on the behalf of another. It's something that we all naturally do, whether you want to or not. How many times have you, if you have children, nieces or nephews, cousins, sisters or brothers, there's always been a time that someone had to intercede. They're arguing about who did what, who, the dishes. Let's talk about the dishes, because it's a hot topic in my house. So-and-so was supposed to do the dishes. "Oh, no. It's not my turn yet. My turn don't start until Sunday evening. because the dishes from Saturday night should have been washed Saturday night, and they wasn't washed Saturday night, so they stole your dishes. Oh, no, no, no. It's Sunday morning, and those dishes could have been washed by you, and it doesn't even matter. And then there's an intercession by me, right, or my husband, who says, it doesn't matter. I want the dishes washed. So, yes, the person from Saturday needs to wash the dishes. The person from Sunday needs to keep up with it. Throughout the day, I'm not interested in the changeover. I just need to make sure it happens. But there's an intercession in that. I'm stepping in. I'm stepping in, right? So when we switch it out of just that simple mode into spiritual, there's some things that happen. See, because just anybody can't be an intercessor. Everybody is not equipped to intercede. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth, right? So why is that, Sister Faith, is the question. Why can't anybody just be an intercessor? I say this because everyone doesn't pray, at least not regularly. Everyone is not seeking the face of the Most High God for themselves. So how can they intercede for you? Now, don't get it wrong. They look like they pray. They can talk the talk of a prayer warrior. They know the talk. They know the words. I'm going to be real transparent. There's been times in my life where I was like, you asking me to pray? Why? Why are you asking me to pray? Why are you asking me to pray? Right? And then because you can pray. Well, how about the fact that everyone doesn't even have the authority to get into that ring? They can pray. They might be praying, but can they get into the arena? Do they have God given them the vibration to get into the arena to say, hey, we need in this space? No. Intercessory prayer is something that you got to work. Things that happen. Anytime we say, I'm going to pray for you, we have to understand we're stepping into a realm that has other energy that's moving. And if your energy is not prepared to be in this realm, maybe you should not go there. Maybe your intercessional prayer looks like, Lord, please help them. And back up. Don't turn around and run. Back up slow to make sure nothing grabs you. So some of the people that is on this line understand why we back up slow. Move slow. Move back slow. Don't turn your back. Move back slow. Back away. You know, you want to be careful going into the space before you even think about it. Before you even think about getting into this arena, what is your prayer life like? You know, that air of prayer that I was talking about, that air of I'm a praying woman. I'm a mighty woman of God. My father used to say that all the time. He spoke this over my children their whole life until he transitioned. He would say to Deja, you're a mighty woman of God. And Deja would say, yes, Grandpa. He would say to Joshua, you're a mighty man of God. He has plans for you. And Joshua would just look at him like, oh, boy, here he go. He can ready to get that oil. And Talia, he would tell Talia, you're a mighty woman of God. God has given you great visions. And when I think about this, my father had his own thing with Joshua where he said, Joshua's not going to have to fight as hard as everyone else. I need these girls to understand something that he doesn't need to learn. And I never could understand. I just think that he was making favoritism. That he favored my daughters over my son, and that wasn't the case. because now that they're older, I get to see something. My father was an intercessor. My father was a prayer warrior. My father was looking into the future of his grandchildren. It wasn't an heir. It was who he was. If you stayed in his house more than 15, 20 minutes, let me tell you, if you had something going on with you, he was going to tell you all about it before you got a chance to utter a word. If he decided to, if Spirit had given him the okay to do so, right? But the spirit of the intercessor is going to always see the need. They may not necessarily speak on it, but they see the need. Oh, Spirit, help us. So, but before we can get there, before I get too ahead of myself, sometimes we got to understand that everyone doesn't have that authority, and you got to be praying for yourself as well. Please don't be the person who's saying, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? And you haven't even looked in God's direction for whatever reason. You just didn't think about it. You thought about it enough for somebody else to do it for you, but you didn't think about it for yourself. You're angry with God. You're afraid because you know that you're probably the catalyst to whatever foolishness that has gone on. Any given reason, people don't want to pray for themselves. They do not want to enter into the space of the heavenly realm for themselves, and it's very important that you do this. And as an intercessor, you have to first pray for yourself. You got to pray for yourself. We're not coming up against flesh and blood. Ain't that what Paul said? We're not coming up against flesh and blood. We're coming up against spirits and principalities from high places. Amen. Oh, look at there. I have someone who would like to join me. This is a faith walk. Welcome to the show.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, Leap 300 winning team members. And yes, it is a faith walk. I'm texting my 300 people, telling them to come in, sit down, sup with us. The table is ready and the food is being prepared. So I'm just loving your message. I'm loving your energy and your light. I got a word. Your faith is for you. And that's for real. I really believe in faith. I've been preaching for 45 years. I lived out of 30 out of 50 states. And I've never been shocked by God like today. So I just appreciate your light, your energy. You're on fire, Queen. I'm taking notes.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. I'm here every first Sunday at 9 a.m. You're always welcome to show up and show out with me. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. If any of my winning team members on the line, press number one. She will open your line. She opened me up right immediately. Please press that one on your keypad. Very important.
Amen. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Pastor.
Yes.
So let's get back to it. I'm so grateful to hear the pastors. You know, I'm the child of, I come from a long ministry. I'm a child of preachers and teachers and my brother-in-law, my sisters. Everybody in my family has this godly relationship. You know, my father's a tease and say, yeah, we from the line of Levi. And so to hear a pastor who's been pastoring for a long period of time call to say, I can hear the fire and I hear the light, that's a blessing to me. And I'm so appreciative of that because I did take the time to study before I got into this. So amen, amen. All right. So back to my message. When we say we're fighting against spirits and principalities on high places, we cannot come in there acting as though, you know, oh, mighty God, almighty God, just thank you, and timid and afraid. Listen, this is not the time for being timid and afraid. we have to step boldly because we're not coming to play. If you're playing, please sit down and let the adults stand up. Let the elders stand up because, you know, if you've ever been to church on a Sunday, you see the front two rows, especially on the first Sunday, which is funny that I do this on the first Sunday, but especially on the first Sunday when you see the elders, the women walk in and they're in all white and they have their handkerchiefs, you know, and the men come in and they're the deacons and the elders, they stand up front. The reason for this is that we're ushering in a new space and a new month, right? And in that new space and in that new month, we need those who are strongest to be up front. We need those who have the authority to stand up, to protect those who may not, to protect those who are still growing, so that we can keep those who are being nurtured in a safe space. My sisters and I have this thing we call, we're the elephants, right? And then we have baby elephants. And baby elephants are going to grow up to be big, strong elephants, right? But in the time of nurturing, we keep them close. We keep them in the inner circle. We keep up with them. Where are you at, little baby elephant? What are you doing? Hey, hey, hey. It may not be my child, but hey, I'm watching your child. Go get your child, please, because she can fall off the side of that cliff. This idea is important because there's some consequences. There's some consequences when we get to jump into doing something that we're not assigned to do, like intercessory prayer. Consequences when we haven't maintained our own spiritual connection to God. You know, we start to find out that all of a sudden we got the similar problems that the person we call ourselves praying for had. We attract a lot more negative energy. We get distracted easily. We start running into walls, roadblocks that shouldn't be there. But the reason for that is because we jump into something without knowing the full measure of a thing. And this is part of this is faith. But if you are prepared, then you don't have to worry so much because I've been praying. I've been keeping the level of protection over me, my household, and my family up. I'm praying constantly. I'm constantly in a place where I'm contemplating things of God. And so I'm not so concerned about those similar problems because they are like fiery darts. They're gonna burn out before it reaches me. I'm not going to attract the negative energy because the negative energy wants to stay out my way. I'm dangerous to the energy. I'm going to transmute the energy from negative to positive. Or at least balance it out so that it is still. The distractions come. The things that we've grown away from, we're no longer needing to do, no longer needing to go to the party, no longer needing to get drunk, no longer needing to get high, no longer needing to be out in a world that doesn't love us back, right? We might love the world, but the world ain't never loved nobody back, right? But because we jumped into something without being prepared, now the distractions are here. It could be anything, sex, food, drugs, rock and roll, whatever that is for whoever you are. But you want to stay prepared because if you stay prepared, you don't have to get prepared, right? But when you so when we say that, when you have a strong prayer life, you are able to see and understand a threat. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, you won't, devil. No, you won't, negative energy. No, you won't. You will not attach yourself to my child. No, you won't mess with my finances. No, you won't dry up my resources. No, you won't food with my abundance. And when I say abundance, I'm never talking about money. Abundance could be anything, land. It could be my good favor on my job. It could be anything. Abundance is not always a financial thing. We're talking about abundance of life, right? Living, it's your health, traveling, all the good things that we get to enjoy when we are operating in a place of godliness and that abundance. But when you're prepared, you see the threat before it gets there. Oh, no, oh, spirit, I need you to step in. This is why the elders are called prayer warriors. This is why some young people get crowned with prayer warrior young, because they know how to get into the presence of God and say, oh, God, I ask that you will be a hedge around me, that you will protect me, that I will go into the secret place of the Most High, that I will be under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm safe and protected here. What's mine is mine, right? Everyone is not built for battle. You know, 20 odd years ago, I joined the military. And I went in the Army, and I remember when I went through basic training, everybody didn't make it through basic training. Matter of fact, everybody didn't even make it to the training part because they couldn't do push-ups. And if you couldn't do at least 3 perfect push-ups, you had to wait until you could get yourself strong enough to do 3 push-ups. Now, by the time I left basic training, I was doing way more, right? But some people are just not equipped. They're not equipped to be a soldier. There's a host. If you have flat feet, if you had a major injury, if you can't see a certain amount with glasses on. You know, there's so many things that you cannot do. So you have to be equipped for this. Because everyone is not ready for the battleground. Oh, look at that. Look at Spirit moving today. I have another elder on the line. I want to welcome you to a faith walk. I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Look, I'm sitting there like, yeah, I guess I am an elder on the line. Yeah. How awesome. You know, I've been listening to every single word, the words said and the words not said. I'm hearing it. And one thing I wanted to bring to the attention of everybody is, one thing, you're speaking facts, 100% truth. Everyone is not meant for that battlefield. But there's so much that happens before and after the battle. You know, it's just about getting in where you fit in, you know. So if you're a nurse, you're not going to put a gun in your hand. But there's plenty of nursing that needs to happen before and after this battle.
Amen.
And so there's a place for you in God's army, but it's not always that battlefield. I think people focus so much on that battlefield, and that's all they see. No, those are people specially trained, okay? They know how to hold that gun. They know how to aim. They know how not to fall apart. But there's so much more going on. You just have to get in where you fit in. And if our job is to support the battlefield, everybody get in there and support, no matter what your role is. But just recognize it may not be with the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so,
amen.
You know, I think sometimes in this world of social media and this world of so much stardom, and everybody wants to be the head, and I'm like, but you don't know how important that right arm is. You don't know how important two legs is, okay? And all the toes and feet. I mean, every piece of you. That's why it's called a body of Christ. We have to be part of the body. And everybody is not a head, but that right arm is awful important, you know? So I just want to keep encouraging people, look, listen all the way. Don't just listen to me like, oh, I wanted to do that. Now I can't do nothing. Now I'm going to sit down. No. There's more to do.
There's more to this. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Look, I'm here always supporting. Always supporting. You're going to feel me.
Amen.
You're going to see me. You're going to hear me. Thank you. All right, peace.
Amen. Peace. Mom 7, she jumped ahead. You know, that's my twin, so yeah, I love her. Where I was going, like Mama 7 was saying, everybody has a job. And I'm talking about the job of the intercessor. It's no different from the military, you know. So you learn how to do your job, but there's always support behind you. And so what does the support look like? The support looks like the encourager. Oh, you're doing a great. You're doing great, sis. Keep going. You praying your tail off. Keep going. And the support looks like the water bearer, just a cool cup, a cool glass of water in the midst of work. The support looks like a lot of different things. Please do not sit down because you don't get to be in this space. You know, the elders who stand at it, like she was saying, there's more work because you need arms and legs, but people are trained for this. They didn't start there. Some of them were started out as ushers, as kids on the door, or singing in a choir, or just showing up on Sunday morning. Amen. And showing up on Sunday morning, it takes a lot of work, right? And so when we think about it, we have all these different body parts. And even Jesus had 12 disciples, amen. Mama 7 just reminded me to say, don't forget this. Because it took more than just Jesus getting his message out, the gospel of love, the gospel of the connection between you and God, that you have that relationship. You can do that. And he had to teach his disciples first. Hey, do you know that you are loved? Yeah, you know you are loved. Yeah, you know you are loved. Yes, yeah. And they had to go through some things. Now, when we look back at these writings, we see that there's people who went through some things. Ain't nobody just walk in the door and say, stand up in the front. Even speaking about the brother who penned Ephesians, that I believe penned Ephesians, the Apostle Paul, he had to go through some things. He had to do a complete 180 in his life in order to be this person that we are reading about all these years later, who had a message all these years later. But he said something else in there that I need to share with you because it's so important. In intercessory prayer, it's so important that we remember these things, that we don't lose focus or lose our sight in it. He goes on to say in verse 14, stand therefore having your loins, this is King James Version, so bear with me, having your loins gird about with truth. So one of the things we got to remember is we can't be liars. We can't be lying. We can't lie to ourselves. We can't lie to others. And please, for your soul's sake, please don't try to lie to God. Can't be lying. And then he said, having the breastplate of righteousness. There's a protection around your heart when you're righteous. When you walk upright before God, we have this invisible shield that gets to be placed on us, breastplate of righteousness. Now, you don't get all your equipment at once when you first go in the military. You get pieces of it, but you don't know how to use none of the equipment until they train you. And you have to be trained. So this is why the other body parts are important, because everybody trains on a different area. He said your feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Nobody wants to shoot the gun. We shouldn't have to. But if your spirit is peaceful, if you stand in peacefulness, if you stand and walk in love, just something that happens. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Amen. So what does faith do? Faith will, it says, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I can, my faith, just my belief alone will stop a lot of the attacks. That's that prayer life. That's that connection to you in spirit. That back and forth, that dance, that beautiful relationship. But he ain't done yet because, you know, you got a shield. You can block it, right? But you still need to have some protection for your head. And so he goes on to say, in the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation, where is your mind? Is your mind free in God or is it captive? Have you been saved in your mind? In your mind, are you walking in that freedom of salvation? Are you still held hostage? And the sword of the spirit. Now we got a weapon. Uh-oh. Now we got a weapon. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And as the writer said that in the last days, God will pour his spirit upon, a spirit out upon men. That means he's going to put his word. He's going to equip people for this battle in the last days. That's what it says. I didn't make it up. It don't matter what version you read. It says the same thing. I could switch over and read New International Version. I could switch over and read it in a different version. It doesn't matter how we read it. It says the same thing. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. Listen, I don't want to preach. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to talk about intercessory prayer. But these are the things we need in place before we start trying to step into a realm. This message is not even for those who are the helpers because we need the whole body. But I need you, even as the helpers, to understand what are we looking for when we turn to someone and say, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? Can you pray for me? When we are putting ourselves in those places and in those positions, how do we do that? How do we allow spirit to get into the space? Intercessory prayer. I look back over my life now and I was so blessed. Because I grew up in, my older years, I was in a household where prayer was constant. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you would hear a piano start to play. And my stepmother would begin to sing. And my stepmother would begin to sing in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. It never failed. And I'm like, ma'am, you want me to get up and go to church in the next few hours, but you up already. And she would start praying and interceding for the service to come. I remember, and that was my training ground. So regardless of the military, regardless of all the other things that I saw before then, before I left my parents' home, I was being prepared. The energy was being set someplace else because she was up at 3 a.m. praying. My father would then wake up a few hours later, and she, I don't know what she would be doing, because I'd be, thank God, she's asleep again. The music finally stopped after an hour, and I'm going to get a nap. And then my father would get up, and you could hear him walking up and down the hall praying. What I'm saying to you is that prayer is a constant thing, and your household has to be filled with prayer. Your children need to know that you are praying. They need to hear you praying, lifting your voice. As I say this to you, I say it to myself. Don't forget to sing the songs of Zion in the home. Don't forget to lift up the vibration through voice and prayer. Don't forget that we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities from high places. This battle is not for us. It's God's battle. And we are all workers in it. Everyone has a job to do. Sometimes it's the cook in the kitchen who's not at the front lines, but is going to bring the sustenance to keep those in the front lines going. Sometimes it's the usher at the door. It's the person standing at the door who's going to see the energy before it even gets past them. Hey, 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 don't come in here with no foolishness. Everybody knows those, especially the old Baptist ushers, they ain't play no games. They had their white gloves on, and they won't play no games with you. Get caught playing in the church. Can we get that same energy with God? Get caught playing with God? Ooh, it's hot in here today. It's hot in here today. Amen. Oh, look, I have another caller. It's a faith walk. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's Melissa. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. So you're just making me think of something. So when you were being so generous and teaching me how to say a prayer in a different way than I've been doing all of my life, I want to bring this up. You remember when I got sick and I lost my voice? And It was the weirdest sickness because I had energy and I had this. I just had no voice for a while. And when we talked about it, you were like, yes, you were using your voice, and they heard you, and they were trying to work against you, so they took away your voice, but you still prayed, because I still whispered a prayer during that time, and I was committed to keeping my promise about learning how to pray. So I feel like even when you're going through whatever you're going through and you're doing your prayer, don't forget sometimes something might try to stop you, but you keep pushing through, because the blessings are bigger and coming. Even though I got sick and had to get through it, it took me like 2 weeks to get through that sickness, my blessings came, and I knew how to reach out to people to say, hey, pray for my throat. Pray for my throat, because it's ridiculous over here. So I just wanted to say that, because it just made me remember that happened to me, and I didn't know what was going on. I just thought my throat chakra was being attacked, and he was like, it was because they didn't want me praying out loud.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melissa. That's very important to understand. Even in our sickness, sometimes, you know, people who know me personally know what I do for a living. And what we forget is that sickness, illness, and disease is going to come. It's going to attack us. It's going to try to keep us from, especially when you're breaking loose, when you're breaking free from the snares of the enemy. Of course, you know, have you ever seen a tiger let go of his prey? Never. You know, that prey has to be real slick to get rid of, to get out of the tiger's snare. So whenever we are getting to the point where we're going to break through praying, even when you lose your voice, Lord, I thank you. Can y'all hear me? Lord, I thank you for this day. Even if it's a whisper. See, because God don't need you to yell. I get excited and I get loud. You know, that's all it is I'm excited. Anytime I get in spirit's energy, I get excited and I'm like, let's go. You know, I'm hyper in that way. But even in the times that you have to whisper your prayer, please pray. This whole program, Faith Walk, is built on prayer. It's built on pushing forward. It's built on teaching you these elements and these necessities that we all have. We all need to be in the presence of God, even in our sickness, illness, and disease, even when we don't know what's going to come next, especially when we don't know what's going to come next. But if we are steadfast in our job, if we are steadfast on what God has called us to do, if we are steadfast pushing forward, if we are the arm, then let's be the strongest arm. If we are the leg, let's be the strongest leg. If we are the foot, listen, that foot better be able to stomp. Do you hear me? But all these things are so important. It's so important for your soul's sake. This has nothing to do with anyone else. It has nothing to do with what your mother did. It has nothing to do with what your grandmother did. It has nothing to do with what your children are going to do or have done. This is about you and your soul. Connection for your soul. And when we start to work with others, this is when we start to connect with the others, the light workers, the prayer warriors, the preachers, the teachers, the those who are the nurses, those who are the doorkeepers, those who everyone who has a job, the choir. In this great organization that God calls the body, that connection starts to change because we start to do things a little bit differently. But at the essence and the core of it, to be about your soul, because that's why I said don't lie to God. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to others. And please, don't lie to God. It has to do with your soul, and it connects, and we affect everyone around us. Everyone is affected. So what's the effect you want to leave on someone else? Is your effect going to be a good effect? Is it going to, even in the negative effects, even though we did what was right, but it may have had a negative impact, if, believe me, even though it seemed negative at the time, God got a plan for it too. Because balance has to come. There's no good without evil. There's no darkness without light. There's no up without down. It's balance. And we have to get and stay in the balance. We have to be able to do what it is that we are supposed to do. So intercessory prayer. We know a couple of things to be true. We know that once we start doing this, once we have been trained and we are stepping into this realm, we know that we are going to have to deal with some consequences of it. And there's only certain ways to combat those consequences. We have to be ready. We have to have our prayer life together. We have to be walking in truth. We have to be girded in truth. We have to be walking in love. We have to have an armor of righteousness. We have to have our crown of salvation. We have to have our shield of faith and our sword of the Spirit and the Word of God. This is so much bigger than just little old faith. Sister Faith is just a vessel. Before I started, I said, Lord, please help me, because I don't know. It looks like I have one more caller, and this will be my last caller for the morning, so I'm so grateful for you. I want to say thank you and welcome to Faith Walk. I'm glad that you're here.
And I'm so blessed to be here. Good morning, and I'm so blessed to be here. This is your
Amen.
Sister Unique. How are
Good
you?
Good morning, Sister Unique. I'm well.
Sister, when I say that I am, just like Sister Melissa, you took that time out, and we I think for about a good 30 days, every Sunday, we would pray. And I learned so much in that prayer. And it was interesting because not only were we praying for ourselves, but we were praying for each other. And I learned how to stand in prayer for somebody. But in the process, like you said, you have to prepare yourself. You have to know what armor to put on, because when we intercede in prayer with somebody, we also realize that they have enemies that are going against them. And like Mama Seven used to say, you don't took that demon's food from him. Now he's hungry.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know? It's like, now what are you going to do? You don't want to allow yourself to be fed on, because now that you don't took their food. So learning those prayers, learning how to pray, learning what to pray for, you know, learning those prayers of protection was so powerful. And in my growth and development, I'm learning and still learning that those protection prayers are so important. You know,
Amen.
Praying for those that are around you. See, a lot of times we just pray for the protection of ourselves, but we have to pray for the protection of the ones that's around us, the safety, the love, the growth for the ones that's around us, because they're in our circle, and what happens to them indirectly can happen to us. You know, so
I, like
when the mornings I pray, I say, you know, allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon me. And as I go into these roads, and, you know, allow those that's on the road to be protected. You know,
Amen.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to be in an accident, nor do I want to be or to witness someone be have an accident. So pray for all of those. You know, somebody's riding down the street and they're riding crazy. I'm like, Lord, just get them to their destination safely. Now, they didn't ask
Amen.
Me to pray for them. You know, but I don't want to see them hurt. So I think that's really, really important, you know. And you just tickled me when you started talking about the ushers in the church, you know, and the grandma's praying early in the morning. And I had that praying great-grandmother too, you know what I'm saying? And she's humming at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, why is this woman humming? You know what I'm saying? What is she doing? And I realized she's walking through the house just humming. You know, and I still got to get up and go to church or go to school. But those prayers were put up at those sacred times, you know, the times when the world is quiet and that layer is thin, you know, between you and the heavens, and just lifting up your voice. You know, for a minute, I used to always say, oh, well, you know, God hears my prayer, but I wasn't saying it out loud. And I had to realize God needs to hear my voice.
Amen.
To lift that vibration.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that and tell you once again, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing and just giving more information and a point of view from work that you've done. You know, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen, Amen. Have a blessed one.
Yeah, you too. Have a wonderful day, my love. I'm so grateful to each and every person who tuned in this radio show, and those who are going to hear it on the replay. You don't understand until you understand. I'm going to cry. I'm not going to cry. You don't understand until you understand what God is asking of you. What he's asking and requiring of you. I'm so grateful for it. I opened this morning singing to you all by accident. I was actually singing to myself. But that just shows that it's not a show. It's who I am. It's who I am. We are winding down on time, and as I do in every beginning and every end of a program, I pray. And I'm going to say this prayer and disconnect with you until we meet again next month in August. But in the meantime, let's pray. Father, Mother God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for every caller. I thank you for every kind word. I thank you for the message being able to go out and to be heard by those who have ears. They will hear and do and be doers of your word, oh God. I thank you for the platform just to share this information, oh God. I thank you for the elders who stood by me in this and held me up. For the pastor who has been pastoring all over the country, oh God, we ask that you will continue to keep him, cover him, and protect him. Continue to use him for your good works, oh Lord. For Mama Seven, I ask that you will continue to bless her in a wonderful approach in new and exciting ways, oh God. Have your way in her life. Fill it with abundance of love, joy, peace, and increase, oh God. But Sister Melissa and Sister Unique, I ask that you will continue to use them in a mighty way, in your way, oh God, that you will continue to pour out your blessings upon them in their lives. For every caller who is listening and did not chime in, I ask that you would put something new in their spirit, oh God, that their hearts will be turned to you to pray more, to speak out loud more, to be more willing to stand on your word, oh God. I ask that you will continue to bless each and every household, protect each and every household, watch over the children, oh God. I ask that you will continue to bless us in your mighty way. Show us your new thing, oh God. I ask this in all things as we continue this faith walk along the journey with you. Amen, amen, and amen.